Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 11:30 on the East Coast. Had to delay the show by a half hour because of an important emergency business meeting that I had to attend. And now that I'm back, we are live on Matt Chat. And I am just waiting for some callers to call in. But before that happens, I would like to express my condolences to the family of Joni Lauer, also known as China, who passed away on Wednesday. Honestly, a major loss to women's wrestling and professional wrestling in general. So we would like to extend our condolences to her family and friends. Non-wrestling related, I would also like to extend the condolences of the staff of Matt Chat to the family of Prince, possibly the greatest guitarist of all time. And in my opinion, absolutely the greatest guitarist of all time. And now on to the wrestling business at hand. Hang on, I've got to do one thing real quick. Of course, that didn't post right, but for those of you following the show on Facebook, you can now hopefully click into the show and listen live. But on to the wrestling. This past week saw the in-ring debut of Machine Gun Karl Anderson, although they're not calling him the Machine Gun for some reason, and Luke Gallows. Formerly known as the Bullet Club, now just known as Anderson and Gallows from what I've been able to comprehend from the show or from watching them so far. A big win against the Usos, and also ended up laying out not only the Usos, but also Roman Reigns again. Finally, people start calling into the show, which is always a good thing. I love it when people call in and listen. I like it even more when people call in and want to talk. But anyway, I got sidetracked for a second. Raw was, for the show right before a pay-per-view, Raw was surprisingly excellent this week. Honestly, every Raw since WrestleMania to me has been absolutely spectacular, and I think once the announcement is made on Sunday, which there's been a lot of speculation as to what the announcement is going to be, but I have it on very good authority that the announcement is in fact going to be a brand split. But we're going to go to the phones right now. And I do believe this is my sometimes co-host, Fat Man Rob.
Sometimes co-host shit.
Well, I didn't want to say this man that saved my ass 10 times out of 10.
Well, you know, I mean, HFW Radio ain't going to host itself.
That's why this is Matt Chat.
Started off early, eh? Started off early.
You're always starting it off.
Oh, yeah. Got my stereo headset plugged in. Studio quality stereo headset. Hey, a frog.
A frog?
Yeah, there's a frog outside of my back porch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. So what is new in the world of the FWO?
Well, the FWO is making our Cedar Lake, Indiana debut this Saturday. We're going out there to wrestle for a reason. A memorial show for, I forgot the gentleman's name. It's on my Facebook, but I do know he was a Cubs baseball player. There's gonna be some legends in the house. Greg the Hammer Valentine and Jimmy Valent, and there's gonna be some martial arts going on, and it's gonna be a good time.
Did you say Jimmy Valiant?
Yes, I did.
I did not realize that man was still alive.
Apparently he is. He shot a promo for it.
Well, but that was interesting.
I didn't watch it. I was too busy trying to confirm the booking and find the information out about the booking. And finding information out about it, I stumbled across the video. I'm like, oh, well, cool. You know, it's a legit booking.
Don't let me forget, after this show ends, you and I need to do a little conducting of some business off the air.
Well, you're going to have to call me tomorrow or not, brother. I got to get up at like 5:30 in the morning and go to some doctor's appointments. So you're going to have to call me tomorrow.
All right, I can do that.
Didn't we go Davidson into calling in? What did he do, pass out?
No, it looks like somebody else wants to talk. I
probably Davis's bitch
him. But if it is, caller, you're on the air.
I got your bitch ass, you fat piece of shit. Is this going to be another night where you two bore the hell out of me? Where I got to listen to Rob fucking breathing? Take a breath, fat boy.
Hey,
have you posted a link so people can actually listen to this shit? Hey, I'm talking to you. A phone number? No, where's the link? How can we listen to it on a phone number? Do people have to call in from now on?
I posted the link.
No, you posted a phone number.
Well, if you call into the phone number, you get to listen to the show.
Where's the link at? I've been to Matt Chat, I've been to Ace Diamond, I ain't been to it. I ain't seen it, Ace. How are you going to advertise getting shit out there if you're not posting these links, buddy?
I posted the link. I will repost it.
Post it, share it, like it. Do it all, Ace. I mean, I know you've been sitting at home not doing none of this shit in a while, but you know how to do all this. Hell, share the Bob's page. Give us something at least interesting to look at on it.
Shit.
Don't shit me, fat boy. I've been sitting here listening to you breathing the phone for the last 5 minutes. Hell, you woke Georgie up.
Hey, hey. Don't make fun of my studio quality.
He's violating the damn bear. He's violating the damn bear. You woke him up with your fucking heavy breathing into the damn phone.
Don't make fun of my studio quality headset.
He started yelling. He started thinking you and some pig were doing some shit, dude. I mean, seriously, this is the entertainment you're giving people, Ace Diamond? I mean,
yeah,
I am a little disappointed, Ace. How many shows have you done already? I don't get a phone call from Ace Diamond saying, hey, Nicholas Davidson, I'd like you to come to the show. I get a phone call from Rob saying, hey, I tagged you in Ace's link. What's the deal, Ace?
What's the deal?
You don't call. You don't write. Hell, I let you manage SRM for a short time. At least you could have done was called me up and said, hey, can you come on my show? No, I got to go through Bob.
I'm the talent coordinator.
I mean, I forgave you for bouncing checks. What more do you want, Ace?
If you forgave me, why do I still hear about it all the time?
Because you bounced a check. What do you expect? You can't bounce a check and expect the guy not to give it up.
That was an expensive check, too.
It was. I mean, fuck.
That frog's so chilling on my porch.
Nobody cares about that. Go lick the toad, Bob. I think you can get a good buzz off of that. Lick the damn toad.
I think I can catch it.
Go catch him, lick his ass, give him a kiss, see if it turns into a prince or something. We don't care.
I don't want to get my headset wet.
Headset my... Oh, yeah, you get your headset for your phone. Quit breathing into it.
Hey,
I mean, seriously.
Studio quality headset.
Studio quality my ass. Did Ace write a check to get that quality?
This is what Howard
Please tell me Ace paid cash for that studio quality shit. I mean, headset.
Paid cash, thank you.
Why are you paying cash? Why are you paying cash? We know Ace ain't paying.
I bought it off of Gypsy.
Well, man, they're pretty cheap.
Actually, Davidson, if you had paid attention...
Ace, you're still here. I thought you left.
Yeah, I'm still here. No, I'm not going anywhere.
How you
if
been,
you
Ace?
If you paid attention, you would know that I no longer deal in checks. I only deal in cash.
Oh, good. Good. I was kind of getting tired of threatening you every time you brought up the checkbook. I mean, how many shows is this, Ace? This is what, 3, 4?
100.
You've done an interview with a bunch of other people. You didn't bother to hit me up.
That was a 2 week on Ghetto Fabulous.
2 weeks on Ghetto. And not one mention of the SRM. Not one mention of Nicholas Davidson. I mean, seriously, Ace. That's like you run around saying, fuck you, Davidson.
Because as far as I know, you had dropped off the face of the earth.
What do you mean dropped off the face of the earth? I'm running around. Look, I'm in the only company still running in Middletown, TPW. I'm currently holding a shot to get a title shot any time I want. That's a guaranteed title right there, Ace. Guaranteed title. You know this. Oh, my God. Hey, sitting at home, you don't forget about everything, ain't you?
Don't you also hold a Southern title shot anytime you want it?
I got a title shot? No. I lost that to some cock.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Ace, it's like you're running around saying, fuck you, Davidson. That's wrong, Ace.
That's a family-friendly show.
Family-friendly? Since when? Ace, when did we become family-friendly?
Ace. I'm not family-friendly.
I didn't fucking think so. Shut up, Bob. Fucking dumbass. God. Trying to fucking talk to Ace Diamond here, not to hear you breathing on the phone. I thought you was going to catch
that
a frog
is
or something.
Distracting, isn't it?
I thought you was going to go catch a frog or something, Bob.
It ran away.
Hey, where's JD at? He's your real guest host. Where's he at?
I checked
out. You know,
that's
really a good question.
Justin Dream, are you listening? Hit the one button, buddy. Because apparently
we got
to listen to this thing on our phone.
I posted the link. You can listen to it on Facebook now.
You should have been posting that link 5 minutes before the show, at least.
To be fair, I don't think he thinks that far ahead.
I mean, hell, you all spent, what, 20, 30 minutes of the show last time trying to figure out that Steve Anderson was calling in?
You got a very confusing voice, okay?
Sure he did.
Yeah, I did not realize that was Anderson until 5 minutes into the phone call. So he said who he was.
I mean, seriously. How many more people you got on hold right now, Ace?
None.
Just
one. It was just a three-way call between me, you, and Fat Boy.
Oh, just one? Oh, put the other one on the air.
No, he hasn't clicked one yet.
Hey, click one! Come on, you gotta be more interesting than these two.
I got more interest in my pinky than you have in your entire body, dudes.
Yeah, whatever, Bob.
He's not lying. He's more interesting than you do. Than you are, David.
I have a zit on my ass that is more interesting than you.
I don't blame you. Hey, what are you doing looking at his ass?
Do what?
Bob just said you was looking at his ass being interested. I don't know.
That is not what he said.
That is what he said.
On my ass.
If the other guy would click one, he can answer, prove my point. That's what Rob just said. You was looking at his ass. So how's the relationship status going, Ace?
I don't have a relationship status. I don't need a relationship status.
I thought you had one. What happened between you and, what's your name?
I don't know who what's your name is, but I haven't had a relationship in...
Ace, I wasn't trying to throw you on Front Street on who it is. You and I both know who I'm talking about here, buddy. Nothing's going on there.
We're not even
going
to go there.
Names out there. If I was just asking, what was going on? I mean, y'all ain't together no more? You ain't talking? I mean, what's the deal, buddy?
We were never together.
That ain't what Rob told me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you and Mark was telling me about it.
No comment. No comment.
We were never together. We'll never be together.
That ain't what... Look, Ace, I'm just going off what other people told me.
Well, you can go by what I'm telling you right now. We never were together. We never will be together.
Why not?
Because she only wishes.
Because what?
She only wishes that she could find somebody as good as me.
You better watch your mouth. You and I both know she'll kick that ass.
She's still got that whip.
And all them crotches. The riding crops. I mean, hey, we're getting off subject here. We're supposed to be talking about
crotchless panties. You were talking about her crotchless panties. That's nasty. How dare you?
Hey, you're talking about her crotchless panties. What kind of freaky shit you guys get into?
No, you were. You were.
No, you were.
Nope.
Don't try to blame this off on me, Ace Diamond. God, you done said Rob's more entertaining. I mean, that's another big slap in my face. You might as well just say, fuck you, Davidson.
Really trying to get that over, ain't you, Davidson?
I don't know what you're talking about, Bob.
Hey, Davidson.
Yeah, Ace.
Fuck you.
See, you did it wrong, Ace, especially fuck you, Davidson. God, get it right. I have to
Davidson.
Get you a shirt. Let's go. I'll get you a shirt, Ace. What size are you?
2X.
Ace, what size are you? I'll get you a shirt. It's cool.
2X.
2X, 20 bucks, bro. We'll talk.
Sure, we will.
Hey,
I know we will.
FWA shirt for half the price.
Nobody wants an FWA shirt. It ain't as cool.
Shit, that's why I've sold more FWA shirts than you have SOM shirts.
That's because I only got one batch made.
And I've already been through like four, three, something like that.
Yeah.
And I actually
yeah.
would prefer an SWO shirt.
Oh,
oh
you want
that? Look at that.
Oh, damn, Ace, it's like that. You want an NWO ripoff shirt. Gotcha. I mean, fuck, you might as well just pay the money and get the WWE brand. Ace, is the other person hit one yet? You guys are starting to bore me. That's the whole reason I hit one.
No, they haven't, but that's okay.
What's the number?
They're
leave the number out. Maybe we know them. What's that number, Ace? Leave the number.
937-451-0126.
That's Rob's number.
That ain't my number.
That is your number.
No, my number is 6976. Thank you.
Huh. Want somebody with Rob's phone? Type Rob, what kind of phone you got?
It's a cell phone.
Well, I know that, you moron. What service? 937 is your service.
937 is Dayton, Miamisburg, Brown County, fucking parts of Columbus, fucking...
Oh, well, that could be anybody then.
Duh.
Yeah, who would be calling you from that area, Ace?
Well, considering that's where half the workers live that work either Tough or 1CW or LSC or any of the other ones up there, you know.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's either an SOM boy or... an FWO boy.
No, my people's all at work. My people's all at work or passed out. No, the only reason I'm up is because
I'm not
buddy.
Your giant, is it?
No.
It's not
no.
your monster, is it?
Monster.
No,
yeah. Call that guy a monster. That ain't no monster. He's a big old teddy bear.
Shit.
No, George, you can't be hugging on the teddy bear. Shit. What do you mean, shit? Didn't he get beat by a girl like a week ago? Oh, that's
didn't
right.
He
did.
Like
he
a month
did.
Ago?
He
didn't
did
get
beat
by girl
a girl
like a month ago.
He got beat by my
up.
Girl. He got
clean.
Beat by JJ.
Yeah,
when SWO lost to the SOM.
After he got beat
that's
by
right.
the belt three times in a row, my belt, by
that's
the way,
right.
my United States title.
He got beat by SOM girl 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and you got beat by a girl straight up, no weapons, no nothing. 1, 2, 3.
I don't know what you're talking about, Bob. I don't know what you're talking about, Bob. No, no, what are you talking about? What's on video?
Yeah, see.
What?
Do we need to bring up New Richmond, Ohio, where Lil Naughty beat you in like less than 16 seconds?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where?
Okay.
Who was?
New Richmond.
What
you know the River Rats?
No, I've never heard of it. Never heard of it, Bob.
You were working for a company that got shut down inexplicably by somebody. It was called
There's a lot of companies that been shut down.
Yeah, you know, I mean...
I mean, I left over. Well, we won't go to that. I'm still trying to figure out who's on the other line. They seem more interesting than listening to Bob Breed.
Seems like a lot of companies get shut down inexplicably a lot around here.
I know. What are you doing, Ace?
It's not me.
Don't lie. You're getting these companies shut down, ain't you? You're paying their bills, didn't you?
Nope.
Person check. You wrote some checks out, didn't you, Ace?
He swapped out everybody's good checks for his bad checks.
Smart man, smart man. Did you make a good fortune on that?
How do you think you got a radio show back?
Hey.
I
ain't going to hate for that.
Nor deny.
I ain't going to hate for that, you crooked old man. I mean, if you want to steal people's checks and then pass off your phony checks, and I ain't going to hate on you for that. I mean, you're going to sit here and tell me you'd rather watch the FWO than SOM, then yeah, then we got issues.
He's already said that, so, you know.
I know, that's why we got issues. I mean, I come
hey,
on
look,
to try
look,
to help
look.
Your radio show out. You sit here and you say, yeah, I don't entertain you, I'm not boring, or I'm boring, I'm... FWO is more entertaining than me. Fuck, Ace, why'd I even call your phone or radio so you can insult me all night?
So we can listen to you, bitch.
That's fucked up, Ace Diamond. I thought we were boys, man.
True assholes.
I thought we were boys and shit, and now look, you just fucking, you just basically come on and said, fuck you, Davidson. I mean, seriously.
Really pushing that, ain't you, Davidson? Really pushing that.
Shut the fuck up, Bob. Nobody asked you.
Yeah, that's what I do. What can I say?
Look, I don't want to talk about it no more. I don't want to talk about it.
I was actually waiting on that about 10 minutes ago.
I don't want to talk about it.
When he first said FWO is more entertaining.
No, they're not.
They're
only entertaining when you're really doped up. I mean, what?
Hey.
Guess what? I teach.
Somebody finally hit one?
Yeah, he finally hit one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, who's here? Please be somebody cool.
Caller, you're on the air.
This is your favorite friend, Nick Davidson. Thank you for the picture after how long?
You're welcome.
Do you know who it is?
Do you know who the hell we are?
I can't hear you.
Either one of you.
Huh?
We can make or break either one of you.
I can't hear you. Rob's breathing too loud.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good, Charles. How you guys doing?
Oh, yeah. We can't tell you. We cannot tell you how the hell we did through this system. Last time?
Yeah. We was in a town called Kentucky.
Where were you?
We was in Kentucky for a week on vacation.
How was it?
It was Kentucky, that's how it was.
We were bored.
Wait, wasn't you down there with that show? Down there with that show that might be more inviting me to?
That's the one.
He invited me to like 2 days before the show.
Fat Man and this is Charles Manzio. This is Ace Diamond saying good night, everybody.
Good night, Ace Diamond. I'm out.
See you, Ace.
See you, Ace.
Thanks for listening to HFW Radio. I can still hear people.
We see dead people.